Great to have you with us here on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Hi, Larry Mueller here, beginning the show today by taking a look at the value of a college education. How do you assign value to your education? What about for your kids? Did you end up in a field directly related to what you studied? And if not, how did those skills and training transfer to what you ended up doing for your career? Great questions, and you may have some others as well. I hope you'll join in. The number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Email us at talk@wpr.org or go to our Facebook page. You can post a question there at The Larry Mueller Show. To our guest, and our guest is Tom Plager, Dean and Chief Education Officer for the UW-Baraboo Sauk County campus. He's with us by phone today. And Tom, great to have you along. Thanks for taking time to be with us today.
Larry, great to be back on the show. Always enjoy talking about higher education or archaeology, and it's a beautiful day in Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we have a tough economy, tight job market. People I know are understandably concerned about students coming out of college without great job prospects, perhaps. How do you counter arguments that education might not be as good an investment as perhaps it used to be?
Well, I think there are a number of ways you have to look at higher education in terms of investment. There's the financial return, which census data still shows nationally that four-year college-educated citizens will, on average, out-earn someone without a degree. But there's a lot of other value that comes with a college education in terms of particularly the types of skills that a four-year experience develops in an individual. Analytical skills, good liberal education skills, I think are skills that transfer to virtually any career throughout one's lifetime. And I think what's more important now than ever is for an individual to have a skill set that allows adaptability, particularly in an economy like this where jobs are changing regularly. It's hard to predict what are the future jobs and where is the job market going in terms of high demand versus liberal arts skills are something that is valuable regardless of what career or field you're in.
Yeah. And you know, as you look at the costs of education, the almost the sky can be the limit. But there are also some ways to get a great education without spending a fortune. And, of course, I'm thinking in part about the two-year colleges and the role they can play in a college career.
Well, that's true. And the University of Wisconsin system, we're very fortunate as a state, has developed a series of price points across the UW system. So we have 26 campuses, and what makes Wisconsin different than most states is that we have 13 two-year liberal arts campuses, part of the state university system, where a student can begin any major and at a tuition rate that's about $200 a credit, which is an exceptional value when you consider that the class sizes are very small. You can begin virtually any major in the system, and the courses are taught by University of Wisconsin system credentialed faculty. And so it's really a tremendous value. Students can save a significant amount of money the first 2 years and move on to a larger campus, and it's a relatively seamless transfer because of our unique system in Wisconsin.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I know you wrote recently that no matter what field a student decides to specialize in, frankly, a large number of their classes will be in the liberal arts. And maybe you should define liberal arts first.
Sure. Well, there's some terms that you see sometimes in the literature discussed in higher ed circles. And liberal arts are the disciplines of the humanities, the sciences, the natural, the social science, mathematics, and the arts. And a liberal education is the composite curriculum of elements of courses from all of those disciplines. And if you look at a four-year degree within the system, it's on average 120 credits. Virtually half of virtually every four-year degree is made up of a liberal education, and there's a lot of thought that goes into the selection of those courses. Sometimes you hear the term general education, which I think undervalues what that experience is, but it's really the greatest concentration of what a four-year degree is about is that liberal education experience that produces a very broad educational experience where people come out with analytical skills, communication skills, written and oral, and appreciation for the arts and the understanding of the sciences. And those types of skills are what you need to build on a major and build on a career.
And that's really a benefit to have those kinds of classes and disciplines for students.
And I think that's what really differentiates a technical education versus the majority of university educational experiences that have as a backbone that core liberal education or liberal arts experience that really is transformational to the student. And I think it impacts students differently depending upon their age set and their backgrounds. But in my own experience, that was probably the most valuable and the most transformational part of my 11 years in college during a doctorate.
You know, all of our lines are filled, so let's go to the phones here and take some calls. Rick in Milwaukee, thank you for waiting. Hello.
Oh, hi. My main point here is that I think that there's a lot of government pressure against liberal arts being taught. And I'll give you an example that is meaningful to myself. I was a student at the UW-Madison campus. I had my four-year degree from the University of Wisconsin campus. And I got in a conversation sort of reminiscent of this with Donna Shalala when she was still the chancellor of the UW-Madison campus. And I got Chancellor Shalala to actually admit on public radio that Madison is not dedicating itself as a teaching campus, that it's solely for research. And she went on further to say, if you actually want to get good quality teaching, maybe you shouldn't even attend the University of Wisconsin campus in Madison in the first place. And see, I don't think that you can teach liberal arts, you know, without going back to the old kind of Socratic method, you know, where you make statements and you have ask questions and you have good give and take between the students and the faculty, and you have faculty who are really interested in teaching. That doesn't really exist very often at Madison, unless it's an accident. That's my opinion.
Well, I would totally disagree with you on that, but let's get to hear what our guest has to say.
Well, I appreciate the comment. I would agree first that there is an emphasis to move toward thinking about college education as producing highly skilled technical people that have immediate economic returns, and measuring only the experience in terms of earning power, which I think is a mistake.
That's true.
And getting to your point about the experience at UW-Madison, I taught at Madison. My doctorate, my master's are from Madison. What you have to understand is the system, comprised of 15 institutions and 26 campuses, has different interests in terms of what primary focus is. Madison is a world-class research university, but they also have truly some of the most outstanding professors in terms of writing, in some cases, the fundamental texts that are used in liberal arts curriculum. So I think it depends on what type of educational experience a student is looking at. At Madison, many of the introductory courses are quite large. Some students do very well in that environment. Some students do much better in an environment on a campus where it's a small class size. But I think all of our campuses really do care about teaching. Obviously, the research campuses are also on the cutting forefront edge of the type of research they're involved, which in many cases directly relates to the subject matter that they're teaching. Larry, do you have any thoughts about that, being on the Madison campus?
Well, I tell you, there's quite an emphasis on this campus in terms of teaching and good quality teaching. And I've been sitting on some campus-wide committees that are dealing with teaching and advising. And I guess I would disagree in terms of I would disagree with the point that we don't emphasize teaching on this campus, because we certainly do emphasize it.
And I should also point out the system has an office that specifically focuses across the entire system on undergraduate education in Madison and Milwaukee. All the campuses are involved in that.
Hmm. Thanks, Rick, for calling. Appreciate it. I want to give Bob a chance in Viola. Bob, hello.
Hi. I'd like to make a couple points. Number one, I sent two of my daughters to the two-year campus at Richardson Center, and that was a real blessing for our family. And when they got out of school, the cost for their education, they went on to higher education, to different educational schools that they went to, but it didn't kill them financially. Second of all, I have a four-year degree, a Bachelor of Science from the University of New Hampshire, and I had hoped to become a wildlife biologist, but throughout that whole process, I ended up going into the trades and have a small HVAC company. And I actually know you, Tom. And the thing that I really appreciated about my college background was that it allowed me to adapt and to think and to go out into this world and carve a little niche out for myself. I was blessed with the opportunity to do that, and